Today's scripture reading is Matthew 14, 13 through 21. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the village and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. I want to introduce our guest speaker for today is Mr. Ty Buck, and this is his second time preaching in his life. First was the first service, which was great. I think this is going to be even great. So please smile as he speaks. He's done a wonderful job, has the Spirit of God upon him. So please be in prayer as he preaches this morning to all of us, God's word for God's people. Thank you.
So, hello. My name's Ty Buck, and I've gone to this church for 13 years. So what is thankfulness? I mean, you're going to hear it a lot this week, and this is probably the week of the year that you're going to hear it the most. But what does it really mean? You'll probably say it whenever you're eating on Thursday or maybe before. But what does it actually mean? The literal definition of thankfulness is to feel or express gratitude or to be appreciative. My definition is to be satisfied with what you have, but to put it into proportion, into the grand scheme of things. With God, we can realize what God has done for us and how we can affect others by our servings. So what are some reasons that we have to be thankful? Well, we can have good health, a loving church family, living in such an advanced place in America and even in Kentucky, having a home, having the ability to find God in all of his love, easy access to food, friends, happiness, and access to trivial objects that God doesn't really want us to have, but we still have. We also have some reasons to be thankful right here in the church, which include the new building, a growing church family, a beautiful location in Georgetown, a great staff, a great congregation, which includes all of you, and the ability to host many extra events in and around the church. Some examples include the UMW bake sale that's going on today, the City of Bethlehem, which will be held next month, the Back of School Bash in August, the Kiwanis Club every now and then, and then Boy Scouts every Tuesday. And there are many others. And by doing this, not only do we spread the word of God, we contribute God in our community and in Georgetown, which is a great way to serve. I am thankful for this church and the youth program because I met so many great people. I have been involved in so much, and I can truly see what God has done in this church. By serving with others, I see what God does and how he works in each and every one of us and what his master plan is. I have a support group in the youth, and I have fun in the youth. And that's really the one place that I can truly have fun and still learn with my peers. I can learn about God, and I can learn with God and with my other friends and youth. But the word thanksgiving, it has the word thanks. This is a word with much more deeper meaning than it states. We can be thankful with what God has provided for us, and we can be giving to others like God would do to his disciples. If you've ever given anything to anyone, you know what it feels like whenever you see the happiness on their face. And it can be something so trivial or something so small, but it still can make the world of difference to the person that receives it. So how can we practically serve God and our church out of thankfulness? Well, although there are many ways that you can serve, I think there are 4 simple ways that we can easily have an impact on many people. The first one, you can share your personal talents with others or you can volunteer here or in the community. By sharing what you can do and by sharing the Word of God, we get the Word of God out to our community. And if you're a positive impact on that person, they may think, well, I really like them. I like the way that they do stuff. And if they're a Christian and they found God, I will imagine what I could do. And if I have God, I wish I could be like them, so happy and full of energy and trying to be as closely related to God and like God as we humanly can. The second thing we can do is spread the word of God to anyone and everyone who will listen. And you can spread the word of our church, but you don't have to. By spreading the word of God, we get it out so more people can be saved and that we can all grow together closer, like a real community, like we are in this church. The third thing we can do is we can tithe to our church. With all the events and activities going on, it takes a lot to keep up the church. Malachi 3:10 states the benefits of tithing and how God will open up your life and provide for you until there is nothing else that he can give. By tithing, not only can we help out the church, we can also help out our community. We can live through God by doing this. And by doing this, I think you will become more thankful for what you have and realize what God's doing in our church and in our community. And the last thing that we can do is humble ourselves. James 4:10 says, "To humble yourself before the Lord, and he shall exalt to you." If we are humble, God will provide many opportunities. He is like a basket with many resources and opportunities waiting for us to just come and get it. I think this is the hardest one to achieve, though, because we like to put up barriers between other people. Oh, well, they're not as saved as me. I go to church. They don't. I have more money than them. I do more activities. Things that God doesn't really care about. It's all about if you're saved or not. And if you're thankful for what you have and you put that in proportion to what they may have and what they do, I think you can really learn a lot and become a better person. Once we empty our hearts of all the trivial and excess things, then I think God will cleanse our heart and fill us with his love, grace, and fruit of the spirits. We can also give to those who are having a hard time in life. The holiday season begins now on Thanksgiving and goes through Christmas and into 2018. Doing something so small can have a huge effect on the person who gives it. Even if it's giving a can of food or donating clothing or doing something, it can make the world of effect. I want to leave you with this. This week we will think about all that we need. Lots of food with Thanksgiving. What are we going to have? The new clothes that you're going to get on Black Friday. What decorations you're going to put up on Friday after Thanksgiving. Or many excess things that you don't really need. But I think that all we really need is very little. All we need is food, water, shelter, sleep, and God's love. We can live off of very little, and yet God can provide with us so much. In Matthew 14, verses 13 through 21, God feeds his children. They need food, and God provides to them with an abundant amount. All he had was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He still managed to feed 5,000 people. This is an example of God's miracles and provides why we should be thankful through God. He works in mysterious ways and provides so much to us and gave us such a privilege to live the life that we do today. And by being thankful and humbling ourselves, we can become the best form of ourselves we can be. The disciples prayed for God to lead them out of a dark period or for them to provide. Of course, he did. He always will if you pray. By prayer, you continue to improve and to not take anything that you have in life for granted. Above all else, you will truly realize what God does in your life and the life of others around you. Yes, we do have a lot to be thankful for. Family, friends, food, excess things, but above all else, we have God. Everything that we have and everything that we need is rooted by and is from God. God is the true meaning of thanksgiving and thankfulness. Now, will you pray with me? God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the opportunity that you gave me to preach your word. And as we go home from today and we go on into this week, I pray that everyone will have a safe and blessed week, and that they will take something from this and take it back into their own lives so that they can become a better form of themselves. I thank you for giving us this week and giving us the opportunity to live our life by you and through you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Amen.